From Spark and Anvil and Civic Forge, this is Muster, in Chapter 1 of the Civic Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
On top of the tallest burrow mound in the meadow stood a meerkat named Muster, up on both back paws, counting. Below, the whole warren was deciding whether to dig a new tunnel toward the stream. A brisk stoat had already declared it settled.
Everyone wants the tunnel. Let's dig.
Hold on, said Muster, still standing tall, still counting. You said everyone. I count 40 paws up for the tunnel, but there are 60 in this warren. Where are the other 20?
Oh, them. They're at the back. They didn't say anything.
Not shouting isn't the same as yes, Muster said.
It might be I don't understand the question yet. It might be I'm scared to disagree with the loud ones. It might even be yes, but I don't know until I ask them, one at a time, and count it.
A decision for everyone needs everyone's real yes, not the loudest yes, the real one. And Muster climbed down to go find the quiet 20 at the back.
Have you ever had a decision made for the whole group without anyone asking you? How did it sit with you? Muster had grown up as one of the quiet ones at the back and remembered exactly how it sat. When Muster was small, the warren had chosen a winter den, a decision made for everyone by a handful of the loudest, fastest voices at the front. Nobody asked the back. And it turned out the den they chose flooded every time the snow melted, which the older, quieter meerkats at the back had known. They'd lived through it before. But no one had gathered their yes or even their words, so their knowing never made it into the room. The warren spent a cold, wet winter learning what the back row could have told them in one afternoon. Young Muster had sat in that damp den and felt something clarify. It wasn't sulking. It was a kind of resolve. A decision isn't made for people you didn't ask. It's just done to them. The loud front row hadn't been cruel. They'd simply mistaken their own volume for the whole warren's voice, and the cost of that mistake had landed on everyone. The loud ones got the same wet den as the quiet ones. That was the winter Muster decided to become someone who counts the whole room.
Muster climbed to the youth council at 12, paws already good at the counting. Kindle, the prairie dog, who opened doors so others could take part, met Muster and asked the question, "What is consent of the governed?" Muster answered by calling a quick council vote on something small, the color of the new welcome banner. And the moment the front benches raised their paws and Kindle moved to call it settled, Muster held up a paw of their own. Not yet. Three councilors at the back haven't spoken. Before we call anything settled for the council has to actually say it. Muster went bench to bench, quiet ones included, until every voice was counted, including two who said, "No, actually, I'd prefer green," which changed the outcome entirely. Kindle grinned wide. "You are appointed."
In Muster's burrow workshop, a young hedgehog came in, tapping a paw impatiently.
"Muster, this takes forever. Why can't the people who care most just decide? If someone doesn't bother to speak up, that's their problem, right?"
Muster settled the hedgehog on the mound where the whole warren was visible and pointed out across it. "See the back rows? Some of them care just as much. They're only quieter. Maybe they're new. Maybe they've been talked over before. Maybe they're the ones who know the den floods." A decision made only by the loudest isn't a decision for the group. It's a decision by a few, wearing the group's name like a borrowed coat. Consent means the power to decide is lent to us by everyone it touches, and you can't be lent something that was never actually offered. So we gather everyone. We ask plainly. We count the real yes, the no's too. That's what makes a decision when the whole warren will stand behind, instead of one half of them just endure. The hedgehog's impatient paw went still. So the counting isn't the slow part getting in the way of the decision. The counting, said Muster, is the decision.
Think of a time you finally got to say what you wanted and someone actually counted it. What did that feel like?
The hedgehog was quiet, looking out at the back rows in a new way. "When I was new here," the hedgehog admitted, "nobody asked me anything for a whole month. I stopped bothering to have opinions. And then one day you came around the back and asked me straight out and wrote down what I said." The hedgehog's voice went a little rough. "I didn't know a small thing like that could feel so big." "It's the biggest small thing there is," Muster said softly. "Being counted is how you find out you belong to the decision, that it's yours too, not just something happening to you. That warm, steadying feeling of someone asked me and it mattered, that's not a bonus at the end of fairness. That's the whole engine of it. When people feel counted, they carry the decision together. When they feel skipped, they carry a grudge alone." Muster nudged a small tally stone toward the hedgehog. "Go on, there's a back row that hasn't been asked yet. Go make someone feel as big as you felt." The hedgehog took the tally stone and something in their shoulders lifted, and they went out to count the ones no one had counted.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Muster. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.